have you had any other boyfriends? Good, blah, 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 you know, fill in the sentence. I'm like, you're the only electric bridge. But he fixes, and he's like a geek. He's tech. He's a geek.
Sometimes Ben gets the calls from our inquiry members. Charlotte, would you like to come and check our whatever computer?
Oh, no.
He's still saying, I can't, but I'll send my room.
Real, that's hysterical. I was going to say, Dan's IT support for the whole street.
I am too.
Not me.
I'm ready.
You're ready?
Oh, okay.
Great.
Sorry. Sorry for the delay. Okay, I'm calling the administrative permit review meeting of June 7th to order. It's 2 o'clock. There are no modifications to the agenda. Is there public comment? Seeing no public comment, I'll go on to the public hearing items. Item D1. SUP 16048 for possible action to consider a special use permit application from the property owner Carson City School District, the agent Carson City School District Department of Operations, Mark Johnson is present though.
Yes.
For a 5-year review of a previously approved special use permit for 2 metal storage containers in the public zoning district located at 4151 East 5th Street, APN 010035-27. Before I call in Kathy Green to provide the staff report, I will mention that this special use permit was issued 5 years ago. This is actually the 5-year review of the containers. This is not consideration of whether or not to issue a special use permit. It's a consideration of whether or not to allow the containers that have been placed on the site to remain on the site at their current location. With that, Kathy Green, could you provide the staff report?
Yes, thank you. Kathy Green for the Planning Division. And again, this is a 5-year review. There is an error in the staff report. It does say the retail commercial zoning district, and it's actually in the public zoning district, so making that change. And then also in the recommended action, it says metal storage container, and there are actually 2 containers, so those 2 things are corrections. Again, just through the life of the container, to continue to have these same conditions that it cannot be used for human habitation. It's used for storage only, and no storage can be placed upon or above the containers, and no hazardous materials can be stored within them. And they have to be a neutral exterior paint color, and graffiti has to be removed if it comes onto the site from other locations. The containers have to remain free of dust, peeling, paint, or other forms of deterioration, and no advertising is allowed on the containers. And again, this would be reviewed in a 5-year increment. At any time, the principal property use changes within a $50 administrative fee charge and noticing costs paid by the applicant. And the next scheduled review would be in June of 2021. Again, this is in the public zoning district. They have been at this location for 5 years. We have not received any complaints about the location. There was a history involved here. In March of 2011, the school district received temporary authorization for up to 90 days to place these containers at this location. And then in March of 2011, they received approval for modifications and a variance to reduce the required number of parking spaces. And at that time, the Planning Commission directed staff to return back to the Planning Commission for review of these containers, and they were reviewed then in June of 2011, and at that time the 2 metal storage containers were allowed to continue for 5 years until review now administratively in 5-year increments. Placement of in the public zoning district is relative to development standards for setbacks, building heights, landscaping, off-street parking and signs, and then in development standards, Division 110.9. Personal storage and metal containers are reviewed as far as the conditions and requirements for metal storage containers. These containers are approximately 40 feet long, 8 foot high, and 8 foot wide, and the colors in earth tone tan. Storage containers are currently located near the existing track area at Eagle Valley Middle School, and that's shown on the site plan, which is included. And those storage containers are used for storage for appropriate materials relative to the school district. Public notices were mailed to 70 adjacent property owners within 300 feet of the site on May 23rd. And as of the writing of the report, we did receive 1 email requesting more detail about the location of the storage containers or if newer containers were proposed for the site. After clarifying the location and providing a map to the person who had sent the email. That person was satisfied with the location and had no further comment or complaint. And then we're having the meeting today, and we're continuing with this master plan elements. The metal storage containers are constructed of steel. No changes are proposed to those. They are continuing to utilize and maintain the existing land resources. They've been located at this site for more than 5 years without difficulty or complaints that we've received. They are not in an area where public streets are impacted by them. And again, the public zoning district is designed to accommodate a wide range of public institutional and auxiliary uses, including the school. And they would continue to remain at this school. And the perception of the planning division is that they would not be detrimental to the public health, safety, convenience, or welfare.
Would the applicant like to make a presentation?
At this time, we, of course, the city school district, plan on meeting the same conditions as the city provided for us.
Is there any public comment on this matter? There is no public comment on this matter. With that report and with the comments from the applicant, I will accept the report from the planning division staff regarding the five-year review of the metal storage containers from the Carson City School District, property owner Carson City School District, located at 4151 East 5th Street, APN 01003527, consistent with the development standards division 1.10.10. So essentially, you may keep your containers for another 5 years. We will conduct another review in 5 years, similar to this one. I'll now move on to public comment. Is there any public comment? Okay, then I will adjourn the meeting. If anybody would like to appeal this decision, you may do so in 10 days, and please contact Maria Thompson in the planning department, and she can assist you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming today.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out.
That was easy.
Yes.
The administration.